Saturday, March 15th. Today is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mommy. I love you. I was surprised when my director called and requested permission to film at our home to capture this special Maxwell family moment. I wanted to say, sorry, but my family is nuts. Very bad idea. No way. But my mom was super excited about the idea. She went on and on about how she had always dreamed of having a healthy food cooking show of her own for busy moms, and this was the closest she was ever going to get to that dream. I was like, just great. But since Mom got all sappy and sentimental, I finally gave in and agreed. Of course, I have to admit, it really helped that. Number one, Brianna was at a birthday slumber party and wouldn't be home until the afternoon, which meant no embarrassing bratty little sister. Woohoo! Number two, Dad was booked until noon with extermination appointments, which meant no embarrassing Dad. Woohoo! Number three, our raggedy van was being driven by Dad, which meant no embarrassing 5-foot-long plastic roach. Woohoo! Actually, this morning was the perfect time for the TV crew to come to my house and film since Brianna, Dad, and Max the Roach would not be home. My birthday present to Mom was breakfast in bed. So after I prepared her meal, I carried the tray up to her bedroom, shouted, "Surprise!" and sang happy birthday. "I love you, Mom," I gushed. "Enjoy breakfast in bed with fresh strawberries on pancakes, topped with extra whipped cream, and 2 scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, milk and orange juice. Just the way you like it."
"Nikki, sweetheart, you shouldn't have," she exclaimed, getting a little teary-eyed.
"Happy birthday, Mom." But OMG, she had no idea how much trouble it was to make that breakfast. It took me an hour just to learn how to flip pancakes, and another hour to scrape 7 of them off the stove, floor, and ceiling. After adding up the cost of the batter and other ingredients for all the wasted pancakes and the 2 cans of paint to repaint the ceiling and walls, I could have cut my losses and just bought Mom an expensive designer scarf from an exclusive store at the mall. Hey, you live and learn. But most important, I helped my mom have a very happy birthday. And the filming project with the TV crew went pretty smoothly, too. Woohoo! Nikki Maxwell, The Making of a Pop Princess, episode number 3. Totally flipping out.